Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
There we go.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. There we go, dear listener. There we go.
Bye! Bye! See ya! See ya!
Bye! You get the idea. Good evening, dear listener. The Late Night Alternative. Bye! 0344-499-1000. People using this show as a meeting room? This show? As a place to hang out? No, 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 no. Bye. See ya. 0344. Good evening, Catherine.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
You've been babysitting George Galloway, who we know has got a very potty mouth.
He's been very good.
How many Ofcoms did he get tonight? What was his Ofcom score?
He's doing very well tonight. He was a very good boy.
He only got 7. You only got 7 Ofcoms.
Only one thing dumped.
and that was Holly. I'm joking. Holly's with us this evening. It's always a delight to have you on board. 0344. I'm going to finish the phone number at some point, but not just yet. Want people to be on the edge of their seats. Here's the thing, right? If you're bored shitless, doesn't mean you get to be the Foreign Secretary. Go and get a hobby. Go and learn to play golf. Go and work in a charity shop.
Do a word search.
You don't get to be Foreign Secretary. Why does it sound so trebly in my ears? Can you put your headphones on and see if it sounds really trebly in your ears or if it's just these headphones? It sounds very, very trebly to me in my ears. Does it sound trebly to you? Is it sounding trebly? Is it sounding trebly?
I don't know what that means.
Well, high and treble. What do you mean you don't know what that means? Put those on. That sounds very...
Have a listen to mine.
We're swapping headphones. This is exciting.
Can
you turn yours up loud? Turn it up as loud as it'll go, because you know I'm deaf. No, yours sound fine. But these are the headphones we've had all week. What the hell is going on with this place? I bet Chris Evans has balled this up as well. No, these are the headphones I've had all week. You know Chris Evans has stolen all the TalkSport 2 desks. Yes! So apparently when we enter the new building, we have to go in with our zips undone and our willies hanging out. I'm bringing a tape measure. 0344 is the start of the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
You can call in about absolutely anything you want. It's Friday, got a headache. What are you doing?
Me wire keeps jumping up.
Me wire keeps jumping up. That's an old northern phrase. And basically it means the dogs are misbehaving. 0344 is the start of the phone number. The rest of it's going to come when I feel like giving it to you. I saw the best tweet ever, right? And this lady's going to come on the show, but not tonight. Because she's got a one-year-old, I think, who's teething. And so I retweeted. So I've been messaging her, and she's kind of told me the backstory. And I will. She said, I don't know how much of this I want to say on the radio. It's quite a complicated backstory. It's about families. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it's complicated. 0344 is the start of the number. It's about families. And so, of course, it's complicated because families are complicated. Does anyone have a simple family? Oh, what have I said? You know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean. Does anybody have a family that isn't complicated? No. No, everyone does. Everyone does. So she's told me, kind of told me a bit of the backstory, but I won't go into it, okay? Because it's not my business to do that. Hopefully she's going to come on Monday night. We will talk to her. There, name's Abby. Right? And I retweeted it because I thought this was great. Because she tweeted me something about mental health and saying, hang in there, Ian, you can do this. As I often do, when people tweet me or retweet me or follow me, I'll go and have a little look at their bio and just get a little bit of background. Because it's not, you want nice people to be tweeting you. But sometimes you'll go and click on their bio and it'll be a picture of the flag of St. George. And it'll be, I am proper British. Mm. British spelled incorrectly.
I got some missives from one of those today.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't, you know, and I those guys I'm not so. So I always go and have a little look. And sometimes you fall down a nice little interesting rabbit hole. Like a gentleman who won a ticket, a pair of tickets to come and see the Rabbit Hole Picture Show last week, clicked on his bio and it said, I am the sub slut of this dude. So what? So I clicked on this dude and he's the sub slut. He is owned by this dominant master. I mean, just a guy who won a pair of tickets. We met him.
Yeah,
we met him. What a lovely bloke. I really wanted to ask him, how does that work? But this is the thing on Twitter. Some people put loads of stuff and some don't. So I clicked on Abby's feed just to have a little look. And it was either the pinned tweet or the second tweet down I thought was stunning. I know you've seen it because you've retweeted it, right? I thought this was incredible. So if you have any experience of this, 0344, I'll give you the rest in a bit. This is Abby, right? Hi, I'm a mum of two beautiful girls. Me and my husband are currently seeking for hashtag surrogate grandparents in the UK. We need a couple who is willing to care, bond and love our children. For more information, please inbox me. Me and my husband are currently seeking for surrogate grandparents. Mind blown. My mind was blown by that. And I thought that short tweet, I thought it was beautiful. Mum, I'm a mum of two beautiful girls, me and my husband, currently seeking for surrogate grandparents. We need a couple who is willing to care, bond and love our children. Whoa, I saw that and I just thought, I'm still now processing it. I think it's a beautiful request. And I hadn't heard of it before. I hadn't heard of surrogate grandparents. So I tweeted her and said, do you want to come on the show and talk about this? And we've been chatting on DM, so hopefully she's going to come on Monday or Tuesday next week. She's at home on her own, and the youngest is teething, and she said, I don't want to come on tonight. I said, well, have a think about it over the weekend, maybe Monday or Tuesday at 10:30, if you want to come on. And she kind of told me the story, and I said, well, you tell me as much of this on air as you want. I won't reveal anything. You know, it's families, it's complicated. I won't reveal anything. And we'll just chat, and if you want to say it on the air, say it on the air. If you don't want to say it on the air, don't say it on the air. You know, it's cool. I'm more interested as to the concept of surrogate grandparents. So I retweeted that. And quite a few people have got in touch. Now, Emma, who we've met in Manchester a couple of times, came to see us in Manchester this year and last year, I think. Very, very quiet, kind of. Sometimes she came and met us for autographs, and the other time she didn't. She felt a bit shy. I like Emma a lot. She replied, my mum is a surrogate nan to my friend's kids. This is great, man. We've stumbled on something here. She attends assemblies at school, all the nice stuff. It's lovely and it makes my kids happy too. Wow. So it's a thing, right? So it's not just Abby who's put about this unusual request. Nova, stay there. I'll come to you in a minute. It's actually a thing. Surrogate grandparents. And then a couple of people got in touch and said, well, it's really an American thing. And also it's quite big in Australia, apparently. And Abby was saying, you know, they do it in Australia, and the surrogate grandparents get CRB checked, and they get, you know, they all get checked properly. And then someone posted that they quite often in care homes, they'll have days where the kids can go in and play, like that program on Channel 4, the kids can go in and play and kind of mix with the old people and stuff like that. And that sounded cool. But I'm aware this is a really niche thing, right? First of all, wouldn't it be great if we managed to find next week at some point some surrogate grandparents for Abby who live nearby? I don't know where she lives. I don't really know much about the entire situation. Wouldn't it be great if, you know, we help Manny get a job? I think we can do anything now. I'm feeling indestructible, right? So that will be awesome. But even if we can't do that, I'd love to know more about it. I would love to know. So this is a long shot, dear listener, because I'd never heard of it before. Maybe you have. Maybe you... Okay, first of all, let's start with the easy one, right? If you've never heard of it before, what do you think to the sound of it? Do you think it sounds like a cool idea? There's a great thing in one of Kurt Vonnegut's books, and I can't remember which one. I want to say Cat's Cradle, but I'm not sure. Where... and this was written in like the 60s or the 70s, right? And it's a great idea that everyone is given, is randomly chosen one of 12 middle names, right, in America. Everyone is given like one of 12 middle names. So your name could be Catherine, I can't remember what the names are, but it could be something like Catherine Johnson Boyle. And my name could be something like Ian Walter Lee, right? And what that means is you are now a member of the Johnson family, extended family, okay, that you can go anywhere in the world, and if you're lonely or you get into a hotel and you don't know anyone, you can go through the phone book and look for any Johnson and phone them up and go, hey, I'm Catherine Johnson. I'm just wondering if I could come round for dinner tonight. And they'll go, yeah, oh, yeah. So like an extended family is created. Similar in a way, and again, he mentions this in the book. I wish, if anyone knows what the book is, similar in a way to like AA, or NA. I can go pretty much anywhere in the world and I can find a meeting and I can go to the meeting and say to people in the meeting, I'm new here. I don't know where I am. If anyone could tell me, like, you know, if anyone wants to go out for a coffee afterwards, I tend not to go out for coffees after meetings, but I can go. And I've been to meetings in Hawaii. I don't go off that often when I'm abroad because I get a bit nervous. But I've been to a meeting in Hawaii. I phoned up some dude whose number was on a website. He came and met me at my hotel and drove me to a meeting. Beautiful. And Vonnegut kind of explores that in this book. I don't know why I was going off on that tangent. But this whole thing of surrogate grandparents is great because not everyone is lucky enough. We talked about parents and grandparents dying yesterday, I think. Not everyone is lucky enough to have their parents alive, to be grandparents. Or, as quite often is the case, the relationship between the parent and who would be the biological grandparents has fallen down and they don't talk. And we heard about that with G yesterday, and I talked about my dad and stuff. So the kid is losing out through something that isn't their fault. So you get surrogate grandparents. Have you heard of this, Catherine?
No, I haven't. But I know people who have got who don't speak to their own parents, yeah, and have kind of been taken on by other families.
Yeah.
Adults, though, usually.
Yeah.
And it's usually sort of a friend's mum.
Mm.
But no, not children.
I love it.
It's like the decision's been made by their parents on their behalf.
Yeah, I love it. I love the idea of this. You get an older couple who say, do you know what? We'd love to be grandparents with something that we didn't do, or we've got grandkids and we'd be happy to take some more, or we're not allowed to see our grandparents. Obviously, you want good, reliable, honest, decent, loving people. I don't really need to say that. And both sides, the kids and the grandparents, both get something massive out of it.
I was thinking today, I really miss my grandparents.
Yeah.
I've not got any left now. And my kids are really lucky that they get to see theirs, you know? We lost one, but they get to see theirs. And it's such an important relationship because you've got that one degree of separation, right, where the grandparents don't have to be the kind of first line of defence.
Yeah.
They can be the one who is slightly further back and maybe slightly more impartial. Actually, my parents are more in favour of my kids. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's really special, really special. It can be. I mean, not everyone gets that.
No. So, listen, we're going to talk about that next week. I just saw Abby's tweet just really hit me in the chest and blew my mind simultaneously. And if you want to give us a call about that, maybe it's something you've done, it's something you're thinking about. Emma, I know that, you know, you're a shy one and you don't particularly want to call in. You'd be very, very welcome tonight. But again, there's no pressure, so I don't want you to sit there thinking, oh, God, he wants us to call in and he hates me. That's cool, man. I know the situation, but you'd be really welcome because I'd love to hear about your mum. And we may get no calls on it, and that's absolutely fine. But we will be talking to Abby next week, and we'll see if we can find out more about it. And maybe I'll do a little bit of research over the weekend, because I think it's incredible. I think it's beautiful. And we talked earlier this week, maybe it was Monday or Tuesday, it was Monday show, about how do we make the world a better place? Boom. There's a tiny way, but it's also huge simultaneously, of making the world a better place. I love it. 03444. You ready? 499-1000. There's the full number. Feel free to give us a call. Call will cost you virtually, probably nothing. Pennies at most. You'll speak to Holly tonight. He'll take your name and number and give you a call back. Nova, stay there. You are the first caller of the evening. We'll come to you in a second. This is The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
That's just... Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Abby's listening. Abby, thank you for listening. We look forward to speaking to you next week if you feel up to it. I think we can help. Hey, listen, we got a bloke who that day had been sat on a park bench ready to kill himself. And all he wanted was a job. Blind guy, bit of a boozer. And he was going to kill himself because he felt useless. We helped get that guy a job, right?
We got him more than one offer, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. We got him several offers of a job. What I'm saying is, my dream would be to have three sets of potential grandparents and we
And
do,
we get we... them all to call your kids' names and see who they go to.
I don't know. I can't promise anything, Abby, but do you know what? I'm prepared to get you on, have a chat, and I'm prepared to put in a little bit of elbow grease in this and see if we can't. See if we can't do something, because that I think it's so beautiful, and that tweet made my day. I thought it was absolutely stunning thing to read. So we wish you the best of luck, and best of luck with teething.
Ooh.
Oh, mate!
Those little granules you can get in sachets were what we used to.
Cocaine.
No, they were like.
Well, that's what they would have done in the olden days.
They would.
Yeah.
But it got to the point where my kids would see me opening the sachet, and they'd be, their mouths would be open. Give me some, give me some. What are they called? I have to look them up.
Well, your kids. Go to Facebook.
I very rarely see them.
Good evening, Nova.
Are you there?
I'm here, Nova. Are you there?
Just.
Well, hang in there. Hang in there, old lady. You can do this. You can make it till 1 o'clock. I'm doing an excellent accent.
I'd stop now before it gets even more offensive.
I want to have a go on the slad.
I'm not a South African.
I'm not doing South African.
You are quite what, one, where are you? Really.
Remind me where you're from, Nova.
Brighton.
Yes, I'm doing a Brighton accent. Can you not tell? You disgust me.
Okay, now listen to me.
I'm listening.
I think I know why Tony Blair...
Sorry?
And Doug and David Cameron want to come back into government.
Doug and David Cameron want to come back, do they? Wow. Okay, yes, go on.
David Cameron and Tony Blair.
Yes, I know those guys. Those great guys. Yes. Why do they want to come back?
It's not a coincidence.
Oh.
It ties up with the fact that Trump wants to build a golf course at the Victoria Falls.
Okay. Can you expand a little bit?
This week, Invictus, a oil drilling company from Texas,
yes,
has discovered there's oil and gas in Zimbabwe. And David Cameron specifically wants to be the foreign secretary.
Oh, why? Why? What? To get the Zimbabwe oil?
Yes, he fouled up on Zimbabwe and so did Tony Blair. And I think they want to go back and make more mess up.
Well, hang on. That's a bit of a stretch to say David Cameron wants to be foreign minister because some people found some oil in Zimbabwe.
Well, wouldn't you if you could?
No, if I was David Cameron, I'd just stay at home playing video games.
In your shed.
In my shed, playing video games in my pants.
I've got a theory about David Cameron going for that particular job.
Hello, yeah. Kat.
Hello. I think, right, he's taken a lot of flack for getting us into a whole load of grief and then walking away, right? So if he's the foreign secretary, he'll be the one trying to smooth things over. So maybe it's his way of redeeming himself.
Come on, are you insane? He doesn't give a stuff about the country. If he gave a stuff about the country, he'd say, look, maybe I didn't do great in my premiership, so I want to be foreign secretary. No, he said, I'm bored witless. I'm bored. Imagine that. I'm bored.
He wants to go on safari.
I think he could afford to do that.
I think he can afford to do
this
that.
This is true.
I just think it's all, you know, for God's sakes. So it's a game to you guys. Right, I get it. You think that you want to be foreign secretary, right? Because you're
thinking
bored
of his legacy.
Because he has seen all of the episodes of Four in a Bed and Flog It. And now he wants to go and he muffed up this country. He wants to muff up the rest of the world.
Don't be ridiculous. You can't see all the episodes of Four in a Bed. I've tried and used up all the memory on my box.
This is a thing. We did the vaginas yesterday. I don't want to talk about your box tonight. Here's the thing. Right. Scientists have proven this, that there is an infinite number of episodes of Four in a Bed.
And
it
I'm glad.
Infinite. Every time you
How
think
many did they say?
Infinite. Every time you think you've seen the last one, another episode appears.
And what about Come Dine With Me?
Come Dine With Me. Here's the thing. They've only made 5 weeks' worth of that, and it's just on a loop.
Yeah.
It's the boozy lady who falls asleep. It's my episode.
And it's the woman with the phone down her bra that does the belly dancing.
There you go, you see. There's only five. It's on a loop.
You know what? I don't have a TV and I'm so glad.
It's rubbish, isn't it? Absolute
oh, come on.
Rubbish.
Four in a Bed is brilliant. I would buy a TV just for that.
Well, I was just watching. I was on Netflix and I started watching this Maniac show that everyone has raved about. 20 minutes in, I'm boring. By the way, there's this new game, new computer game. Bear with me, Nova. Called Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, everyone's going on
it's
about
huge.
That.
It's huge, 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 right? And I'm playing it and
What's
it's boring.
It Redemption 2.
Red Dead Redemption 2. It's cowboys. And I'm playing, and it's boring. Right? It's boring. I'm the only person in the world. Emperor's New Clothes. I'm the only person in the world going, this is boring. And loads of people on my professional Twitch stream, twitch.tv/IanLee, loads of people going, yeah, it gets more exciting once the snow melts and you get off the mountain. I said, okay, great. How long does that take? Oh, about 3 hours.
What?
What? A game should be boom, boom, boom. Horace goes skiing. Sam Fox strip poker. As soon as you enter the game, you're in.
Frogger.
As soon as you enter the game, you're in. Not a three-hour warm-up. Dear God.
Absolutely. Some people don't have a life.
No, they don't, Nova. Was that a dig at me?
Yeah, it was a little.
Nova, nice to talk to you. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
Tutty bye. 0344. 499-1000 is the telephone number. I've got 24 subscribers on my Twitch channel.
Wow.
Now, twitch.tv/IanLee. I'm a professional gamer. And
how many Lamborghinis can you afford now?
Well, I'm going to write down my monthly... Well, that's just for playing games. And I told my son that. And he was like, oh, just for playing games, that's really good. And then we found out there's a guy called, I think, Ninja on Twitch, right? Guess how much he earns. That's a month, right? I'm getting there. Mm-hmm. Right? Guess how much Ninja earns a month. Yeah, a month from just from playing video games on Twitch, which is like a YouTube for video gamers, basically.
$1 million.
No. He only earns $500,000 every single month. So that's only $6 million a year. So $6 million a year from playing video games.
Sam Fox Strip Poker.
I think it might be. Yeah. But like me, he doesn't know the rules of poker. So he's just hitting buttons. And hopefully one day he'll get her to take her clothes off.
Gosh, that's a little thing of life,
isn't it? $6 million a year. Gosh. Playing video games.
Aren't blokes funny?
Twitch.tv/IanLee. Come and subscribe. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free. But every month you have to resubscribe. Okay, Catherine? Thank you very much indeed. 03444991000. What have you got?
Oh, so many things.
Oh, by the way, can I just say, I thought each day we'd call out a pervert. Yesterday it was people who spell their names Ian, I-A-N.
Uh-huh.
Dirty perverts. And a load of slack-jawed Muppets have had a go at me today online. I-A-Ns. The perverts. I'm surprised they can type with one
hand. So they're going on
hand.
The P-list.
Yeah, exactly. So today's perverts, because if you notice, I've got with me, it's empty now because I've caned it. I've got my thermos. And it's not a Ponzi flask. It's not one of these coloured flasks. It's just a grey Thermo Cafe by Thermos. And that holds a load of drink.
Don't do that, you'll smash the inside.
No, they're not glass anymore.
Oh.
Are they? No, they're not glass anymore. No, they're not. They're not glass anymore. They've got new technology. So they're not glass. Anyway, my boy's playing football. I made myself a flask. All the other parents can look at me admiringly. You're not getting any of my coffee.
You're so nuts in me.
Then I came to work and I had a few left. So, and it got me thinking. All I was in there was coffee. Instant coffee. Nothing fancy, but it was great.
Is that why you've got a headache?
Yes. Here is today's perverts, right? People that put soup in a flask. Dirty bees.
Oh.
You dirty, dirty bees. You sick peas. No.
We did that about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you
remember?
Are. Who? I didn't.
I brought some minestrone that I'd made.
Yep.
And I brought them in two little flasks.
I didn't see the flask. I didn't know about that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know about
well,
that. Basically, that's the equivalent of you putting a bestiality video into my VHS video player at home and not telling me about it. So I feel I'm guilty by association, but
yeah.
I'm not actually a pervert.
You've just outed yourself.
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I've outed you as a sex criminal. In fact, I'm going to just quickly go to my computer and hit this. There we go.
Well,
that's what you are.
Well, you drank it down like a good boy.
Off with his head.
So those are today's perverts. If you've got a pervert you want to out, 0344 499 1000. Don't phone up and say Mike Graham. We know. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. Weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu.
All right, cool.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the phone number. You'll speak to Holly tonight because Sam, it turns out, is a part-timer, lightweight, probably has tomato soup in a flask. Alistair, good evening, Alistair.
Evening, all.
Evening, yes.
I was watching a programme today on telly and I laughed at one point.
Shut the front door.
For a full minute.
Shut up.
Are you both Julia Davis fans?
Yeah, I think she's brilliant. 99 was one of the greatest, darkest... 99 Series 1. Series 2 was silly, I thought.
Because Sally Forever is absolutely hilarious.
Oh, is this her new thing? Is this her new thing?
Yeah, it's absolutely so funny. It really is. Highly recommend it.
Oh, well, then we'll have some of that, then.
It's a bit rude in places.
Well,
we don't do rude.
Well, no, we do not do rude.
But it's kind of... It's still so funny. It's not for the faint-hearted, but it's very good.
Well, I will check that out. I won't check it out this weekend because I've got two young idiots staying with me. And by the way, I've got to say, I've got a load of fireworks in the boot of my car.
Oh, no, I hate fireworks.
Well, you're not invited. Luckily, you're not invited because I love fireworks. I like lighting them.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. How can you hate fireworks? We watch the Legoland.
I don't like a man.
What?
You know. The dog gets upset.
Tough. She's not invited. We watched the Legoland fireworks tonight from my in-law's back garden. Flipping heck, man. Because fireworks make shapes now. When they explode, they make... There were, like, loads of heart shapes. How the hell do they do that? How do they do that?
Clever people.
Right, that is a terrible answer. Of course they're clever people. This is Chinese, isn't it? But how do they make them explode in a heart shape?
And then how
do they make... Like, sometimes the tips... So the firework will explode, and then it will go out, and then the tips of the firework will explode a few seconds later. How do they do that?
I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I'm going to have to cut you off then, Alistair.
Okay.
Here we go. 0344 499 1000. How do they make fireworks?
Pyrotechnics, innit?
That's another word for it. Yeah. We're kind of circling our wagons.
Pyrotechnique.
Okay. I'm just going to move on because I don't even really know what that means, what you were just saying there. Here comes a dirty pervert. It's Ian, spelled I-A-N.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing better than you, my friend.
See, now, I'm a little surprised at you and disappointed, I think.
Who's that laughing in the background at your silly name?
That's my wife.
I'm so sorry, madam. I'm so sorry. If he loved you, he put an extra I in there.
She knows he's a pervert.
Maybe that's why she married him. I suspect that she's probably tied up to the chair, completely naked, apart from a duster where the sun don't shine, and cream on her nipples.
Wow.
Am I right, madam?
Where did that...
There we go!
Busted, Ian.
That you, Ian, that is.
Needs a stronger lock on that door.
Yes? Come on, what do you want, you deviant?
Well, I think you're just being harsh because, I mean, I actually lost that eye during the war.
Okay. I like to hear the justifications for people's debased behaviour.
So, for you to bring that up, it hurts, that's all.
Oh, she's got a terrible... Hang on a minute. Did your smoke alarm just go off?
No.
No. That's
me.
Oh. Hey, I'm assuming either you don't have kids or they're staying with the grandparents tonight.
Our daughter's grown up.
Yes, mate! And you're pissed up.
No.
I'm sorry, dude. Listen, we all know that Ian is one of the weakest names, however you spell it. We've all cursed our parents for giving us such a lame name, but at least I spell
my...
Sorry?
No, I kind of like it now. I always wanted to be called Joe. I mean, Joe's the coolest name.
It's a strong name.
I wanted to be called John when I was a kid. I used to tell everyone I was called John.
Oh.
Guys, hello? Is this on? I don't know. Hello, I'm here all week.
I mean, Joe, I can imagine a baby these days being called... This is my baby. His name is Joe.
Yeah.
But baby John doesn't happen anymore, does it? Baby Ian, even less.
Oh, God, no. It's like having a baby Alan.
I did find that girl from Towie calling her son Paul hilarious. I mean, it's just Paul. It's perfectly acceptable in our day, of course, but these days, Paul seems a little bit...
But Ian's sort of Scottish for John, isn't it?
Ian is... I thought you said Ian is Scottish vagina.
It is a Scottish for John.
It is a Scottish vagina, yes. Yes, it is. Why are you two in such a good mood on a Friday night? Don't you know the world's going to hell in a handcart?
Your show. We've been listening for, must be hours now. No, we've been listening for a couple of years now.
Must be tired.
It's just been brilliant. Really good.
Okay, well, listen.
Are you?
I don't know if we're letting any Ians with one eye in.
If you're coming to the games night, it's not that kind of game.
Yes.
No. We're going to the other one. We don't want to be stalky either as well, because we saw Catherine at the Danny Baker concert.
You were sat two rows behind us.
Whoa!
Catherine's got a stalker, Ian and his daughter. She's also his wife. That's quite bizarre.
Oh, gosh. How do you know it was me?
Because I heard you say you were going. You put it on Twitter that you were going.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, God, I probably won't bump into one. You sat right behind us nearly. You look quite bored.
That's her general. I see that face all the time, Mrs. Ian.
That's my resting face.
That was a long show, though, wasn't it?
Oh, do you know what? I wasn't bored. I tell you what, I was desperate for a wee. I was thinking, please don't tell another story. I need to go.
Yeah, we followed you a few times.
Well, you know, you'll know how desperate I was then.
Oh, man. Ian, please tell me you don't put soup in a flask.
No, but I just take a flask to work.
Well, I don't mind taking it. What's in the flask?
Oh, just tea.
Yeah, but beautiful. But the flask is the greatest thing. But never, ever put soup in there. One, you can never get the taste or the smell of it out. Two, it's
true.
You might as well. I could probably turn this into a fleshlight, actually, if I had a rubber glove.
What?
Ian and Mrs. Ian, come and say hello to us on the 9th, but we may speak to you before. You'll probably bump into Kath when she's at Tesco's or something.
Bump into.
I know, we don't want to look too weird about it. That's all. We sort of recognised her, and then we thought, no, we won't say anything because it looks weird if you go, oh, hello, we know you, even though we don't know you.
No, you should have done, because the way Kath's ego is going at the moment, she would have absolutely... I'd have got a text, it would have been tweeted. Go on.
She was really swanning about there like she wanted it to be recognised.
Yeah, cigarette in a cigarette holder, a firm muff out and on display.
God.
Outrageous.
Totally made out of Dalmatians.
Go and untie your wife from that chair and make love to her, Ian. Go on.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Wow.
Wowzers. What a cup, I told you. IAN, dirty. You have been recognised the last few times we've been out, and you know, and it's a weird thing, isn't it? You
keep it feels very odd
because we always assume that people recognise me from the jungle, but when it turns out they're a listener and they go, "Oh, and it's Kath as well," it's a nice thing, isn't it? It is a nice thing to be recognised for doing a radio show.
I am used to people saying, coming up and asking for a photo and then handing me the camera.
I know.
So it's always a surprise when they're interested in me as well. Yeah, how odd. Kind of nice, but very weird.
It's weird, but no, good. Always going, you know, unless we've got our kids hanging out and stuff. Even then, my kids are kind of used to it, you know, as long as you're polite. That's...
My kids would find it hilarious.
Of course they would. If you see Kath out with her kids, go up to her and go, boo! Made myself giggle there. So, Nick, stay there. You'll be next. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. So we talked about perverts, people called Ian, who spell it I-A-N, and people who keep... soups in flasks. Who is your pervert of the day? Surrogate grandparents. Oh, I got loads to talk about, actually. This is the Late Night Alternative. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.